In a crucial third round of voting at Prague Castle, which has just been wrapped up, incumbent President Václav Klaus has won a second term in office. Ian Willoughby has been following developments and talks to us now from the castle. Okay, so Ian, can you confirm that Václav Klaus has won the elections?
I can't completely confirm because as yet it hasn't been officially confirmed by the chairman of this joint session of the Czech Parliament, but all things point to Václav Klaus having won the election with 141 votes. Inside the Spanish Hall here at Prague Castle, he's being congratulated. There's a real kind of festive atmosphere, at least among his side of the house, so to speak. The people who voted for him from his own Civic Democrats and other legislatures. And I think we can safely assume that Václav Klaus has been re-elected. And perhaps you can hear in the background the gong. That's the gong for the session of Parliament where the chairman, Miroslav Volček, is announcing that Václav Klaus has won.
Okay, can you tell me a bit about the events surrounding Václav Klaus's re-election in that case?
Well, it's been quite a saga. The first election was last weekend. It took 2 days. Today's election went a lot more smoothly, especially at the very end when it went really smoothly and quickly. There were all kinds of, in the week intervening, there was all kinds of threats and allegations and all kinds of fighting, basically, between the parties. But at the end of the day, Václav Klaus has been re-elected for another 5 years. He will serve now until 2013.
Okay, and what's the scene around you right now at the castle?
Well, everyone is gathered by the TV here where I am in the corridor outside the Spanish Hall to hear the confirmation. And as I say, inside there was a really festive mood on the Klaus side of the house. And I think people will be here for quite a while after the confirmation. And yeah, as you can hear in the background now, you can hear the actual announcement of Mr. Klaus's victory.
All right, well, Ian Willoughby at the castle, thank you very much.